Blog Talk Radio.
Jay Howell, and you guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. Thank you for joining yet another great show. We have all sorts of things lined up today. I'm going to be talking with Mr. Cundiff. He's going to join us again. I'm really interested in hearing what you guys got to say about what's going on in the nation. There's a lot of things that we really, truly need to talk about. One being the tragedy that's going on in Baltimore right now with the looting, the violence against the police departments, local police. It's a sad, sad situation. Number calls 347-945-7405. We're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about the third annual Independent Artist Festival that's coming to Gastonia, North Carolina, June 20th. I told you guys we were going to have it, and it's going to be a very, very good show. I got so many things lined up, and I will tell you a little bit about some of the people who are going to be actually in the show. That is the Independent Artist Festival, June 20th, 2015, at the Vision Entertainment Center. And we'll have Mr. Cundiff on just a little bit later to talk a little bit about that and talk a little bit about what else is going on. Numbers 347-945-7405. Guys, we have so much to talk about. We got so much to get into. We got a lot of things that we really need to discuss and make sure that we get a total understanding on what it is that's going on and what we need to do to make sure that this stops for once and for all. 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Night and go until the morning sun. Ooh.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Yeah, what's happening? This Chase of Me, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factors, illiterate,
uneducated, people are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of, type of
person. Wherever they are, the symbols today.
And
whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi, Kenya, Prague, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
or
Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable to the Life of Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Show number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, we have to. It's not we must, it's not we should. We have to pay attention closely what's going on in Baltimore, and we have to keep them in our prayers. But before I bring my first guest on, and I guys, you are in for another treat. Before I bring my guest on, let me say real quick, I'm angry at the situation. I'm angry what happened, what led up to this. I'm even more angry at my people for showing your behinds on national TV. The looting. Let me ask you something. By this young man losing his life to the, I don't know if it was to the hands of the police or not. I don't know. The facts hadn't come out yet. But to him losing his life, does looting an ABC liquor store and burning down a CVS and stealing jeans from other stores and pants and all kind of things, does that bring this young man back? Does that show the correct message about law enforcement and community involvement? If it does, somebody please call on the show and explain to me how. So I'm very angry with the African-American community in Baltimore right now. And it's the young people, the 18 to 25-year-old range people, who are supposed to be the ones that help the younger ones get to where this will never, ever happen. It's those people trying to tell grown people what they should be doing. Complete ignorance is what we're seeing. Now, don't get me wrong, fam. I understand why you are upset. I understand why you guys are upset. I didn't say I didn't understand. I understand wholeheartedly why you are upset. I am just as upset as you are that this keeps happening across the nation. But what can't continue to happen is you burning down your own neighborhood. I'm not saying go burn down nothing else. Divert your energy to positive reinforcement change. That's the only way we're going to get through this. This is the only way this is going to stop. Now, you guys have burnt this CVS down, And I'm pretty sure most of you there get your medicine from there. Or that's one of the sources that you have to get your medicine. Guess what? You don't have that source anymore. So who's it hurt in the long run? It hurts you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable and sad at the same time. My first guest, guys, I introduced him to you a few weeks ago, and I got a very huge response on the info that was given on the show. So it does me nothing but sweet justice to bring him back. And I want you guys to get what he's saying and listen to the words and the just the knowledge that he gives you, because it has given me a lot. So welcome back to the show, none other than my friend, my homie, Mr. Guy Kunda. Mr. Kunda, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
Absolutely wonderful, sir. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity, and I don't count it lightly to take the opportunity to sow into people's lives. And thank you so very much for inviting me on your Jay Hall radio show, and I'm excited to be here.
No doubt, no doubt. First and foremost, you know I am going to ask you, I know because you were just up in the area maybe a few months ago when I spoke with you. How do you feel about what's going on in Baltimore right now?
Well, you know, first of all, giving honor to God, the challenge with human beings is, number one, we don't have a personal relationship with Christ. So we're always looking for external things to satisfy our needs, and you never find them, because greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that's in the world. So any external things, and a comment I always use, success is always determined by the things you are willing to ignore. So you can't fight carnal situations with carnal situations. So we have a situation going on in our whole world, you know. It's nothing new because, number one, human beings don't have a personal relationship with Christ. They don't have knowledge of how they're supposed to live. You don't have a foundation for anything that you're doing. So you're always going to launch out and think that injustice is going to equal injustice, you know, and it never happens. So, you know, it's just a bad situation that we need to start educating human beings. You know, when I say human being, that starts as high up as the senior citizens all the way down to the adults, because everything we do it becomes a generational curse. And until we learn to deliver ourselves from the curses that the enemy has put upon us, then all we do is cause destruction to the things that God has bestowed upon us or blessed us with to receive blessings. So it's a no-win situation. And it's sad that the enemy will highlight the things that we see, because, you know, bad news always goes up. So people love to watch burning, people burning stuff down, who did what, who shot what. And biblically speaking, you're only supposed to think on things that are honest, lovely, pure, true. You know, so unforgiveness in your heart, it only hurts the person that has it. You know, one thing that I've always shared with family, friends, and businesses, and brothers and sisters in the Lord, is that I always forgive, because if I don't forgive, it doesn't hurt anyone but yourself. So hatred is a thing that is not of God, and it continues to ramp all over the world. But that's not how you win. You know, the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave. Till we learn to do that, you know. The greatest commandment of all is love. Not looking at the errors in people, but finding their gifts, their talents, and finding the good things in them and exalting that. But the world doesn't do that. That's why television, you know, I call it the television. They tell you how to put a vision in your mind, and so they are actually just magnifying this all over because they want to get that in your mind. I very rarely watch television. They want to get you that in your mind so that you can begin to exalt the things that you don't want. And it's sad. So there has to be someone somewhere. If it's just working with one individual, that's why I love you and I. We've been friends for many, many years, and that's one thing I love about you. You have a heart to help people with the facility we have right there in Gastonia. That's what it's all about. But each one has to reach one. And so what is taking place today is just another sad experience of what we should not be doing. And,
that's right.
You know, there is justice. There is justice, but, you know, biblically speaking, the Bible says my people are destroyed because we won't go get the knowledge. It's already there, but we don't want to get the knowledge. And when you don't have the knowledge, all you do is reach out and you destroy. You cause destruction. And that's not nowhere near of God, because God doesn't destroy. He rebuilds. He edifies. He exhorts. He comforts. Even in our errors, even in our faults, even in our failures, he's a God that continues to edify, exalt, and comfort us. So to see and is not of God. And guess what? The enemy loves it because he can highlight the destruction, because that's basically what he's all about. And it's sad for the young people because, you know, they don't really know any better. Deep down inside they do. But, you know, that's why we need to change the mindset of how people think. Everything we think, someone told us to think. So now we're suffering because we're trying to get into someone else's business model, someone else's mindset, because they taught us this system of go to school, get a good education, so you get a good job. I don't even know if there is such thing as a good job. You know, people talk about security. Well, you know, I know a place where you can get maximum security, you know, if you're looking for security. But the greatest security is freedom. Freedom to be able to excel within yourself. God gave everybody gifts. All of us have gifts. And when you develop that gift, I know you are very engrossed in music and working with young people, and I've seen the gifts in these young people. I see how you work with them. And we have gifts, but so many times we're distracted by the external things that cause us to get off the gifts that God has given us. You know, I share a lot of times in the Bible, I never even saw the word job. It ain't even in there.
Yeah.
I did see Job, but I never saw a job. So we've been off, and I'm not knocking jobs. Don't get me wrong, because they serve a purpose. But every human being, we have so much more to give to life, to give to human beings, to give to people, other than worrying about paying bills and things of that nature. You know, we have gifts on the inside of us that God wants us to magnify them things, work on those things, so that your gifts make room for you and place you before great people, and it's all about helping other people. I got a good friend of mine, and I stole this from him. It's no such thing as a self-made man. You only reach the top when you're helping others. You don't destroy others. You help others. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white, red, yellow. Wrong is wrong. You know, you're wrong for burning down things, and they say they're wrong for situations that have been taking place in our society. But two wrongs never make a right. So we need to start changing. We need to start changing our mindset. The Bible says, "Be not conformed to the world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your." Until you renew your mind, I walk around and people ask me how I'm doing. I say I am amazing. You know what? They think I'm talking about me. I'm not. I'm talking about this book I read about a man named Moses who couldn't even talk, who went to see this dude named God, and God told him to go to Egypt. That's where most human beings are. We in Egypt, you know, we in Pharaoh's environment, and he told him to go set him free, and Moses said, I can't even talk. Who should I say sent me? Here's what God said. Tell him I am sent. And guess what? I am. He is amazing. So when people ask me how I'm doing, I say, I am amazing. I ain't even talking about me. Because one thing I understand is all our lives, we try to control stuff in our lives, you know, mm-hmm. homes, families. But guess what? At the end of your life, you can't control nothing. Try to control dying. You don't have nothing to do with it. So
we're
off basis so far because we won't deal with the internal man that really self of who we are.
That's right. That is totally, you're 100% right. Now, you know, one thing, when we talked last, and you said to me, and it really stuck with me, when we talked about how fear has overcome so many people. And when you gave me the little acronym for fear, and you told me it stood for false evidence appearing real, that stuck with me. And every time I get that sense of fear in taking the next step in the journey that I know is planned for me, I think of that acronym, and I think about how it is. It's fake. It's just fake mm-hmm. evidence appearing real, and has got my mind thinking that I'm in such danger when I'm not. And it keeps me from going to the next level. And that's one of the things that I want to pass on to the young people. You know, and speaking of that, you know, we get ready to have this Independent Artist Festival June 20th at the Vision Entertainment Center. And I'm really, really excited to be able to actually address some of the issues that we're having amongst each other in the community, outside the community, wherever the case may be. We got a lot of things planned, and I'm really thankful that you continue to open the doors for us to have a platform to do what we need to do.
Right. Well, that building is God's building, and that facility is a blessing in itself, and it's used to the glory of God. And that doesn't mean everybody's perfect because, you know, none of us are. Even I am not. But you have to have a manual in which to go by. Even if you are going in the wrong direction, you need something to look at that is the perfect law of liberty. And you see, if you buy a person's opinion, you buy their dream, you know. And fear has always tormented us because you can't have faith and fear in the same space. So a lot of times we have been taught fear. We've been taught fear. We've been taught not to step out because we think, well, how am I going to make it? How am I going to do this? Well, that's the greatest place to live is in faith, because each human being, you are worth more than any other human being can tell you that you're worth. And so until mm-hmm. we get back to the things of faith, walking by faith, not by sight, you know, stepping out on things that you know are in your inner man. But see, fear will try to visually try to make you figure out how you're going to make it. You don't have to, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that you don't see. When you're mm-hmm. in faith, you can't see it. That's where you want to be. When you can't see how you're going to get to the next step. But see, when you're faith, you know when you're in a man that you're going down the right direction. See, when you're not in faith, your inner man is telling you need to do this, but externally you're just miserable because you're in a place where you don't want to be. You're doing something that you don't want to do. You hate doing it. There's no joy. There's no excitement. There's no energy. There's nothing. But for some reason, we stay there because we think that is going to cause us to be comfortable. But here's the key.
Mm.
There's no such thing as being comfortable. Success is always in uncomfortable.
Mm.
That's where success is. It's waking up in the morning and don't know how you're going to maybe pay a bill. But here's the thing. That doesn't mean that you're sitting on your rear end ain't doing nothing.
See, right.
That means that you are out doing whatever it takes to generate income. And guess what? You will meet some of the most phenomenal people as you are in that mindset. I ain't talking about being lazy. See, being lazy is have a situation that we have in Baltimore, and then you're going to go burn something down so you can steal some stuff. That's lazy.
See, yes.
All you're doing is reaping havoc on yourself. You know, the curse, you're causing the curse to triple upon you because you're not supposed to take stuff from people anyway. You're supposed to be
That's
a
right.
giver. The Bible says more blessed to give than receive. And guess what? Even when you give and they don't do what they're supposed to do with it, you still get blessed.
That's
the
right.
power thing, the mindset that human beings don't understand because we've been taught. Bill Gates, one of the most wealthiest people in the world, he stopped going to school because when you go to school, you got to hear me well, when you go to school, they teach you how to think.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another way, personal development. And everything that I share with you is not that I'm so intelligent. I just read books. I read books on Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People, The Dream Giver, talking about leaving the unfamiliar, going to the familiar. I read a book by Napoleon Hill called Outwitting the Devil. This book right here, blow your mind. The devil ain't concerned about 98% of the people because he already got them where he wants them to be. See, he's only afraid of the 2% who have positive motivational thinking. You know, that's who he's afraid of. And I walk around, people say, how are you doing? I say, I'm amazing. They look at me as if something's wrong with me. I'm supposed to say, well, it's okay based on it. That's what the world says. I ain't got to say that because I know death and life is in your tongue. I ain't going to walk around saying I'm broke. I'm going to say my God's going to supply my – I don't even know no scripture that say I'm broke. See, so we see what we say we attract. And emotions
right.
and feelings and sight will cause you to say things based on what you see. That's why this Baltimore thing is so magnified by the enemy because he wants you to say what you see. Burning,
that's right.
destruction, that's his thing. You know, that's his thing. But see, you can see all that and don't say anything about it and create success. And I'm not saying that you don't say anything about it because it's real, but you don't have to be engrossed in it because it's all about speaking what you want. It's calling those things as be not as though they were. You know, in the Bible, when God looked out and it said darkness was upon the face of the deep, the first thing he said was let there be light. You mean this joker, he lied. It was dark outside and he said let there be light. He was teaching us something right there. You're supposed to call it like you want it, not like you see it. Most of us are really handicapped because we have all our faculties. I know a blind man named Stevie Wonder. He played the piano better than anybody almost. He can't even see. So we really handicapped because we have all our faculties. But we call those people who are not physically, who are physically challenged, handicapped. And sometimes they're better off than we are because they use their sixth sense on the inside, which is called faith and walking in the spirit
That's
realm.
Right.
When you walk in the spirit realm, I tell you, your life can be exceedingly abundantly above all that you ever will think. And I'm blessed to be at that facility. And it's not just me. It's just the blessings that God has bestowed upon me to be a steward over the facility to bless other people. And you know that. You've been around me for a while, and we've had opportunity.
Yes.
I'm excited about having the event coming up in June the 20th. I'm excited about meeting the young people, sowing into their lives. I'm excited about having the recording studio. I'm excited about the radio program, having ministers and people who have wisdom impart knowledge into. I'm just excited. And that's what it's all about because, hey, people will come from miles around to watch you burn. You know,
that's right.
You know, David danced in the street. They call him crazy. Well, you're always crazy when you're going upstream in the downstream world, you know, because most people are going downstream. You know, I refuse to do it. I'm not going to – I'm going to go the opposite way. In the morning, when everybody's going to work, the streets of Charlotte are all backed up, I'm going the other way. You know, I'm not going that way. The Bible says wide is the gate that
– I didn't mean to cut you off. Let me take a quick commercial. Mr. Condon,
yes,
we're going to come back. You have time?
Oh, absolutely. I'm right here with
okay,
you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial, and I'm going to come back, and there's a couple of questions that I want to ask you just to get your take on things. All right. Number call is 347-945-7405. That number is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, definitely live in the day with Jay.
That stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact health consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tandra Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
Father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oops! Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5 nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. In case you guys have not been with us, we are joined by none other than Mr. Guy Cundiff, and he has been giving so many jewels to my listeners, and I hope you guys are catching all this. Mr. Cundiff, let me ask you a question. To the individual right now who is having major issues with letting their spirituality lead them in the direction that they need to be led, and to being around individuals that do not or should not, they should not be around, but they still do. Just what do you say to that person right now who doesn't know which way to go?
Well, the thing with that, and I appreciate that's an excellent question, Mr. J. Hall. And one thing that about God is we human beings are the only things that sometimes out of order. You know, sea creatures, they can't decide one day they want to fly. Trees can't decide one day they want to uproot and do something else. Birds can't decide that one day they want to swim. And so human beings are the only creatures that God created where we have a right to make our own decisions. And that's because of the love of God. And association is everything. Until you make a decision, you want to change. And sometimes it has to be tragic situation, and even in tragic situation, time has a tendency of making us forget. But until you make the decision within yourself, it's always always been there, but you have to make a decision. In my personal journey, I learned that I had to come out from an environment where I was being trained very well to go out, come back, and help out. But when I went out, I associated with with people who had what I was looking for. Associated everything. You hang around people who smoke marijuana, you're gonna smoke marijuana. You hang around you hang around five wealthy people, you'll be wealthy. So the challenge I've seen with most human beings is that the fear stops them from coming out because they feel like they in this little cage. And so I could tell them tomorrow, hey, I got a friend of mine that makes $980,000 a year, loves the Lord. Come on, I'd like for you to meet him. They'll tell me, well, I can't go. Well, you really don't want to change. See,
right.
And I can't make that decision. Because whatever you say is right. You know, if you think the glass is half empty, you're right. If you think the glass is half full, you're right. If you think you can't, you're right. If you think you can, you're right. See? So whatever decisions you make, you're right, you know. And, you know, I can't go because I don't have any money. But then I know people say, I'm going because I ain't got any money. Both of them are right. So until you make a decision in your life that Michael Jackson put it this way, I'm looking at the man in the mirror helping him to change his way. See, because it's us. If there's any challenges or problems or circumstances that I have in my life, it's not external, it's me. So I got to become better, not bitter. That's powerful. You got to become better, yes, not bitter, you know. So that's what happens to people. Average people become bitter, not better. You should become better to help the circumstance, not bitter about the circumstance, because the only thing that does is he fires a coal upon yourself. So that's the challenge thing. You know, even with us at the facility in Gastonia, you know, having young people who are serious about doing music is a whole different ballgame. Because
yes,
they're so attracted by the external world, so they keep, I call them drifters. They're always drifting. They're like a ball in a pinball machine. They just hit there, bing, bing. So they never have focus. And focus means this, firmly on course until you succeed. You know, I've been over at the property in Gastonia, I don't know, 13 years or more, I don't know, 14 years or more, but I've just been consistent. Have there been challenges? There's always challenges. But people who can step up the challenges, because, see, if you turn around, you turn into a pillar of salt. Why go back? Thing that you didn't want. And so we have to teach human beings that to be personally developed, you know, to write goals for themselves, to read books. Mm. See, the world only teaches us to read what they want us to read. You know, when I was in school in math, they taught us a thing called the Pythagorean theorem. I'm trying to figure out what in the world they teach me that for. I ain't need that. So in math, and if you get this, this is a nugget. In math, there's three major principles. There's addition.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, just like life, we're always trying to make our lives better. We should be. We shouldn't be trying to make them worse. And then the next math principle after addition is called subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at Baltimore, they're not adding, they're subtracting. So
mm-hmm.
in life, we're trying to add, get better, build better things for our family, our loved ones, you know, make life more comfortable, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then life always has subtraction. You got to get insurance for your car. You need new tires. This breaks down. And then there's another principle after addition and subtraction called multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
If you get this nugget, when you learn to multiply, subtraction can't keep up.
Mm. Mm.
And so that's what we never taught. So if you got a CVS in Baltimore and they burned it down, you know, if you like Walmart, if they had a Walmart in Baltimore, how many other Walmarts do they have?
Because
Walmart learned multiplication. See?
Exactly.
In the music industry, they learn multiplication. See? And so we've been taught, go to work, get paid, go to work, get paid. So suppose you don't go to work. You don't get paid. I don't like that system.
No, I don't.
I don't like that. See? Because most, who taught that anyway? Well, most wealthy people taught that because they don't want to work. Here's another nugget, because the greatest thing in life is time.
Mm-hmm.
So you trade your time all your life, going to work, get paid, going to work. So when you get 60 or 70, they don't want you to come to work no more. What you do then? Did you build for retirement? Do you have any residual income coming in to self up for your family? So most people live day to day, check to check. You know, and people talk about Social Security. Listen, you'd be better off seeing a UFO if you think you're going to get Social Security.
Mm.
So we got to start developing ourselves, build ourselves, and then build industries and businesses, entrepreneurship mindset and concepts around people, because people want to help you. Don't think I'm where I am because no one didn't help me. I got a lot of people who helped me and sow into me the things of God, sow into me finances, work with me when I'm up, when I'm down, when I'm right, when I'm wrong, because it's the heart of a person.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be in that building today if it wasn't for other people. It wasn't me. I'm not that smart. But when you have a heart to help other people, you know that. You've been around for a while. We started doing youth events. I said, hey, whatever way we can make it happen, because this is God's building, let's do it. And when people understand that, then we can create the success that God has for us, and not only for yourself, but for your children's children, whosoever desires. So association is everything. You know, we talked about Legal Shield. You know, people don't understand Legal Shield. I've actually been involved and had the service, and I know you have, for I've had it for over 10 years. I would never do without
mm-hmm.
you, because justice mm-hmm. is not black or white, it's green.
That's right.
Black or white, it's green.
That's
and so
right.
here's
an
right. industry where we can have access, but we've been taught only time you need access when you get in trouble. That ain't true. But when you're born, you come out your mother's womb, they slap you on the butt, they give you a thing called a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama named you. It's a legal document. From birth to death, you always deal with the fires and stuff in Baltimore. That's a legal situation.
Yes.
You know, all the things that are taking place, you know, guy running, getting shot off, those are legal situations. But most of the time, we are reactive instead of proactive unless we're taught to. But wealthy people I hang around, they say this, you know, not above the things of God. Not above them, but they say that we have the same life issues that you have. We just have people that we can consult and advise us. But not only that, they can implement the things that they consult to us and advise us to. We don't do that. We go, I call them the NIMS. We go ask the NIMS, Mama and them, Boo Boo and them, what they think about the situation. You know,
yeah,
right. They ain't even working. You know, but yet they got all this opinion.
That's
you know,
right. That's right.
You got to find people who can implement what you say. When I was in school one time, and I'll be quiet, I was taking a business class. I raised my hand, and I asked my business teacher, I said, how many businesses do you own? And he said, oh, I don't have none. I'm thinking to myself, how can you teach me how to have businesses, and you know, you never had one? So
exactly.
I had to find a mentor who had businesses to teach me. You know, and every day my mentor – I talk to him every day almost. You know, I've been rebuked by him. I've been loved by him. I've been taught by him. But he's been a mentor to me, you know, because
mm-hmm.
he's been where I have never been. And so these
and that
are the things that we need to teach our human beings. I don't even, no matter me if they're black, white, red, yellow, green, you know, because
right.
God doesn't actually deal in color, but, you know, as far as the minority and low-income people, minority folks, you know, we really challenge because we won't go and change our lives. We think someone else is supposed to do it. You know, Obama, I respect him a lot, and I knew he was going to win the presidency because most people are looking for economic messiah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even with Obama in office, and he's done some great things, I think, in his tenure, to me, he's done some great things.
Mm-hmm.
But to be
mm-hmm.
honest to God, he never put more money in my pocket.
Exactly.
Because I wasn't looking for him to be an external messiah. But that's what most people do. They look for food stamps. They look for, you know, look, if you take the same energy that you go to try to get all these government programs, I'm not knocking them. If you take the same energy and got up in the morning and spoke positive things over yourself, your whole life would change because the universe will conspire to attract the things that you desire. So when I get
mm-hmm.
up in the morning, I always say I'm the head, not the tail. I have favor with God and man. I'm speaking to companies and individuals, and I'm empowering them with wisdom and knowledge. I say this, I earn $10,000 every month. I say that every morning. See, I put it out there in the realm of, and I walk in the store, and someone asks me, they say, can I help you? I say, yeah, I like $100,000 in hundreds. They ask me, could they help me? That's what I speak.
That's right.
They kind of look at me like I'm crazy. Well, I'm going to keep saying it because that's what I want.
That's right.
And so death and life is in your tongue. Most people say, I'm just getting by, I'm broke, I'm sick, I hate that, I don't. Well, you just heaping fire on yourself because words are powerful. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Everything is words. So we have to be careful what we are speaking.
And that's what I talk about on the show a lot. The things that we speak, we need to be careful because they will come into fruition, and we will not know what has hit us, because we're out here speaking and not thinking about what we're saying.
That's right.
So I, you know, once again, I'm running short. I got them telling me, it's time. So I, Mr. Cunliffe, I really appreciate you coming on and dropping these jewels on the listeners. You know I received them, and I'm going to apply them because that's what we have to do. Is there anything else you want to quickly tell us before we end this this show today? But I just want to say thank you for coming on.
Oh, you know, it's an honor and privilege, and I look forward to working with you at the radio program here at 160 West Franklin Boulevard. But not only that, people in the surrounding areas and wherever you might be, you know, the door is open for you. Mr. J. Hall Muhammad is doing an incredible job here at the Vision Center, and we're all about helping people to grow and gain knowledge. So thank you. I look forward to being on your program several more times. And don't forget about the entertainment event coming up on June the 20th. Get with Mr. Hall. He can give you all the details, and we look forward to working with young, old, red, yellow, black, and white if you have a desire to, you know, just want to do better in life. So with that, sir, I turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, my friend, and I will get back with you off the air. I appreciate you coming on the show because this is what has to happen. We have to be able to communicate and get the word out to those who don't know how to get things accomplished. So I appreciate you. Thank you for coming back on the show, Mr. Cunliffe.
All right. Good stuff. Have a good evening.
All right, brother. As I tell you guys each and every show, this is the type of thing we have to do. We have to continue to look after one another. We have to continue to not only look after one another, but start surrounding yourself with the people that can put your dreams, your hopes, your desires all into fruition. It's time to stop hanging with the people whose situations are just like yours or worse than yours. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. And, you know, I received the three principles of math and applying them to life. I received that, and I am definitely going to apply that in my life because it's time for me to start multiplying. I don't know about you guys, and the most powerful thing he said to me was that when you start multiplying, subtraction cannot keep up. That's profound. That's profound. Listen to that. Say that to yourself. Pay attention to that. That's profound. I'll say it real quickly again. When you start to multiply, subtraction cannot keep up. That is the most profound thing that I have ever heard, and I think that it come right on time because it's something that needs to be discussed, guys. I like to take time now. Thank you, guys, each and every one of you, for listening to the show. Don't forget, we are going to have the Independent Artist Festival June 20th starting later this week, and next week I'm going to start bringing artists on the show. I'm going to start playing their music. You guys are going to get to meet them. You're going to get to hear them. You're going to get to know who's getting ready to perform. And this year, we are going to be featuring Grandassier Music. We're going to be featuring their whole camp with all their national recording artists, and you guys are in for a treat. I got a lot of surprises for you this year at this festival. I got a special treat for you. I got a 14-year-old brother-sister combo that's going to blow you away. So, there's lots going on. Bernie 2.0 is coming back. We got a lot of things going on. So I'll tell you guys, as I tell you each and every day, I love you with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. Definitely check out the show Thursday. Got a lot of interesting things going on. You guys have been definitely live in the day.